warm.
Yeah, that's right.
Soft, warm.
And in typical fashion, New Yorkers are complaining, as they always do. They complain when it's cold. They complain when it's warm. They complain when it's nothing. And that's what makes it what it is. Only in New York would they complain when the temperature's 75. Which is roughly the same temperature as Eden is reported to have been. And it's the same temperature that they will spend $74 a day to capture if Miami Beach has it in the middle of February. And go back and talk about what unbelievable temperatures there was. So it's part of New York. The kvetch is quite possibly the New York's basic cry, calling it out to the world. But as far as I'm concerned, a night like this, man, this city gets real soft, you know? And you can just feel it's like a gigantic cake of yeast. Just sitting there cooking. Now, like all cakes of yeast, there's a certain ferment involved. Which is why all my compatriots and my colleagues and compeers around me, the moment you say, it's just groovy here in New York, they immediately bristle. That ain't the thing you ever say about New York, to a New Yorker. Like about 10 minutes ago, I'm on a subway, see? Typical subway scene. Two totally stoned out of their bird junkies got on. About 18th Street. And it's hot, that subway car. And I'm knee-deep in old Daily News editorials. World telegrams of God knows how many years past. I mean, it's a typical New York subway car. It's not been cleaned out since the last year of Grant's administration. So you'll ever find almost anything on the floor there. Almost anything. So you don't really look at the floor after a while. And most subway riders, real true New York subway riders, have developed the subway stare, borders on a catatonic state of coma, which you stare straight ahead, because it can be very dangerous catching the eyes of anybody in that car, especially when it's warm out. And a couple of junkies get on, you know. Shep's got his protective shades pulled down low. Wait to move in any direction. I always wear my tennis shoes when I'm subway riding. You never know. And these two guys come in, sit down, and one guy's smoking a cigarette, which, as all good subway riders know, is totally illegal. There are several things that are illegal on the subway. You can see a little sign in every car that says, no spitting. New York comes right out and says it. Although in other cities, they're a little more circumspect. For example, in Chicago, it says that expectoration on the floor is against the law. That would seem like a Bulgarian word to most New Yorkers. So spitting is illegal. Loitering is illegal, too. Although I don't know how you can ride a subway without loitering, but it's illegal. Also, soliciting is illegal. And smoking cigarettes is illegal. So these two guys are sitting next to me, both incidentally stoned out of their bird. When another guy gets in, who looks a little bit like Jiggs, the Maggie and Jiggs, a man of somewhat advanced years, but extreme muscular development. And he's with a very straight-faced looking lady, who has not taken any back talk since the fall of 1931. And the guy walks up to the junkie who's smoking a cigarette and says, take that cigarette out of your mouth, it's illegal. We don't want no smoking in the car here. Well, that's one thing you don't do in a subway, is to question some other subway rider's behavior. Even if he's cutting your foot off, unless you're prepared to fight your way out of the car. There was a stunned silence in the rest of the car. And when one junkie turns to the other one, says, oh, let's get in the next car. And the first junkie makes a sign as if he's going to hit the guy in the mouth. The one who says cigarette smokies are illegal. Well, when the old guy looked like he was not only not going to back down, he was kind of welcoming the idea. For at last, somebody's going to, he can fight and he can fight with now, at last. The big junkie sat down, thought about that for a minute, and took a package of cools out of his pocket. He's going to light up another one. And then we pulled into 34th Street. And a little tough man with his wife got off. And the car settled back to normal. New York. And down at the other end of the car, there was some guy who had the Yankee game on the transistor radio. This is summertime. Mel Stottlemyre was going into the seventh, and he wasn't going to make it. You just had that feeling. He wasn't going to make it. And I got out of the car, finally, at Times Square. And I'll tell you, Times Square in the summertime, it's just got to be felt to be known. And I'm 30 seconds later. Is that the next cut? Good. I'm 30 seconds later. I'm knee-deep in little skinny guys with skin trouble who are heading currently towards the various porno shops that are along 42nd Street and kind of trail up 6th Avenue on a kind of skein. And the heat sitting down there. And it's New York. Occasional cab goes skittering by. And what's groovy about New York in the summertime, for those of you who are outlanders, is it's one of the few times that you can actually see the streets. For some reason or other, New Yorkers take out of this town like rats leaving a sinking ship. As soon as the first warm days of spring hit, they head to various flesh pots. Fire Island, that's one crowd. And what a crowd. And then another crowd, the more elegant crowd, head out to Nantucket, places like Martha's Vineyard. And pretty soon all that's left are the real New Yorkers. I mean, come hell or high water, they're here. And it's like magic. It's like last night in a cab, the guy says, I love driving a cab in the summer. I rarely hear a cab driver say he loves anything. So I knew it was getting to him. And he was a big, bushy-haired cab driver, tremendous afro. And we were separated by this heavy plastic shield. For those of you who don't live in New York now, they're developing a cab, especially for New York. It has special gas portholes to gas the passenger in back when he pulls the knife. And all kinds of safety devices. And there was this thick screen between me and the cab driver's seat. Well, in the middle of the screen, they got a little slot that opens up. If you pull it out, it's a little plastic slot that's not really open. You have to holler through it. So I'm hollering through the slot, and I say, it's all right, right? Summer? Yeah. It's a long pause. He's closed the slot. And I said, okay. I was curious. I said, this thing help any? I mean, you know, getting robbed? Nah. So what do you mean, nah? I said, I was robbed day before yesterday. I said, oh, yeah, through the screen? He said, nah. So the guy got out of the cab, walked around, stuck his hand in the window with a .38 in it, and put it right up against my head, and says, hand it over. I said, what'd you do? He says, handed it over. I said, oh. I said, what'd he look like? Well, you know. He looks like a guy that likes to rob people. Until we ride on downtown in the New York late springtime heat. What a town in summer. And, of course, this is the town. This is the time of the year when begins to get ripe. I mean, you're hit by all kinds of sensory impressions in New York. Not only the sound of 1,000 television sets telling you what Tom Seaver's doing, But you get hit on all sides. The heat, which is a sense. But you also get the smell of this town. And it's a kind of good smell. If you like the urban smell, it's a very special smell.